The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, live in studio, waiting to take your call on your health. Anything that you want to know about how to fix things, right? Without drugs, without surgery. You're in the right place. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Love to help you. Love to point you in the direction that you need to be in to protect your health. Remember, you are in control. You're the one that has the driver's seat. Don't listen to anybody except for your own direction. Just accumulate information. You know what we're going to talk about? We have an encore performance for you today. And not an encore canned, but an encore live. And last week we did a program on springtime allergies. And a lot of you said, oh my gosh, I missed that. And I said, well, you could go to the website and do it. But what we decided to do for you was to do it again and also present the lecture again, except at the Core Concepts Chiropractic Office by Rozelle out in Ashburn, specifically in the Broadlands area. So Dr. Leonard Poe is my guest, your presenter, your host this Wednesday evening, the 10th of April at 7 p.m. out there. And we're going to get into the little bits and, you know, the things that you can do actually, not only to, you know, you got the problem, but we want you to be able to fix it and fix it permanently, because so many of you suffer from ongoing problems with springtime allergies. And actually, they're the same as other allergen patterns throughout the year, except that it just happens to be this time of the year. You know, your nose is all plugged up. You got headaches. You don't feel good. You want to go to sleep. Your stomach is bothering you. You're wheezing. You got a little bit of an asthma pattern. Well, there is a fix to that. There is a way to make that go away permanently, and that's what we're going to talk about today at 888-630-9625. Dr. Poe, welcome to the practice.
Thank you for having me.
You are most welcome, simply because of the fact that you have a tremendous amount of information that we're going to share with everybody today. And let's talk a little bit about and kind of recap. This is not something that is, you know, for the faint of heart, number one, but it affects so many people across the board. You know, what's the data on this stuff? How many people are involved
in
these?
Sure, it's like between 8 to 12% of the population.
Wow. That's
a lot.
That's a lot. That's not to be set aside, you know, and say, oh, it's nothing.
No, that's a lot of people.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't come up with a vaccine for it yet. Yeah, I know. Right?
So, well, no, because, you know, supposedly you only have to take the vaccine once. They can sell you allergy medication consistently year after year.
Oh, you mean the nose dope, the antihistamines, all that kind of
it's a much more profitable pattern to manage it forever.
You know, the most common type of allergy reactions are probably dietary-based.
Sure.
They're wheat and they're shellfish and things of that nature. But, you know, we're talking, and that affects huge amounts of the population, far more than that 12% up to about 60. And some authors will tell you about 60 million people. But let's get down to the basics. Let's really talk about, you know, why. In my practice, you know, and over the years, I've noticed that more and more people are becoming sensitive, allergic to their environment in so many different ways. The inflammatory levels, which allergies cause, are going way high, and they have an effect neurologically. They affect the brain. They affect, the nervous system generally. You know, why are we seeing such an increased opportunity, if you will, for people to succumb to this nonsense?
You know, and it's not necessarily that the trees have changed, right? I mean, the trees have been here forever. You know, the different types of pollens, the different kinds of molds, things like that, those really haven't changed. What's changed for most people is, you know, we dietary patterns have changed a lot. We eat more products than we do real food. People are generally more stressed. And both those things have a profound impact on those allergy patterns. And, you know, really when it comes down to it is histamine response. People are so keyed up on histamines already that when those pollens come out or those molds come out, it just puts them over the top.
You know, we talked last week when we did the program. Dr. Pina was in the office. I think this is my office. I spend so much time between lecturing and the radio and in the office and so forth. It's all my office. It's just one place after another. You know, when we were in studio last week and she was talking about this whole pattern, we brought up this little monkey called mast cells in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the ones that trigger the histaminic reaction.
Mm-hmm. Leukotrienes, prostaglandins.
Yeah, how does it all relate? You know, so you and I know the terminology, but can you break it down into specifics so people really get to understand what that's all about?
Yeah, so basically you get some sort of particle, you know, whether it's a pollen, whether it's, you know, something like that. It comes in, it lands on the skin, it lands on the mucous membranes, it lands, you know, somewhere on your body. And what that does, it triggers, the body looks at that, says, hey, this shouldn't be here, it's a foreign invader, let's make some sort of antibody to it. So it produces a what's called an IgE antibody. And then that antibody then hooks on to one of these mast cells, and that instructs it to start releasing these chemicals to go out and destroy whatever that foreign invader is. So you get histamines produced, you get, you know, all these white blood cells produced. And the idea behind it, and it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's your body's way of clearing that stuff out. So it produces mucus. It produces, you know, different chemicals to shed this stuff out of the body so you get rid of it. The problem is people are so keyed up already and they already have a high histamine response that it just puts them right over the top.
You know, it's incredible because we sit with these underlying problems, these triggering mechanisms, and now we get into this time of the year and we're exposed to the pollens and the mold and all the rot that's in the ground and the dampness. And so we start seeing these manifestations across the board. You know, the interesting thing, and patients will come in and talk about they get brain fog.
Right.
You know, they can't think, particularly this time of the year. I can't function. And they're on all kinds of meds to try to quiet this whole situation down. I was curious about that, and I started doing a little research and started thinking, okay, why is this taking place? And then what I saw and what I learned was there was an article in the Frontiers in Cellular Neuroscience. It's a very, very well-known journal in the trades, our trades, if you will. And they said that what's happening is that there's actually a problem with the area of the brain called the hippocampus. And if that's getting inflamed and dumbed down, I'm using kind of generic terms at this point, that you're not going to think, you're not going to be able to process.
It slows the loop down from short-term to long-term memory.
So things get processed inadequately. So this type of thing can present a dementia pattern as well.
Sure. Yeah, and over time, it just worsens. That's why people feel like my allergies are getting worse. Well, your allergies really aren't getting worse. I mean, nothing, you know, things haven't changed. It's that your immune system has gotten worse and your inflammation in your body has gotten worse and inflammation in the brain has gotten worse.
So when a patient comes in and they're complaining of, you know, I don't feel good. I just have this general lethargic, you know, not being able to focus type of feeling, besides all the runny noses and the respiratory patterns and so forth, there's a key there that we've known about for a lot of years, that we always look to allergic sensitivities and reactions within the body causing a potential dementia problem or neurological aberration.
Sure. Yeah, you have to get the inflammation out of the brain as quickly as possible. I mean, that's the biggest thing.
So when a patient comes in this time of the year and, or in the fall, actually, you know, the truth of it is that springtime allergies are also fall time, hay fever allergies. It's pretty much the same presentation. It's just two different times of the year. That's why they name them differently. But we're seeing.
The process is the same.
And does this lead to infections?
Sure.
You know, bacterial.
Yeah, absolutely. It can. Depends on how, and that's the reason why you want to be careful about taking, you know, antihistamines, because if you stop that process of body getting rid of those things, then you keep them in your body and you'll build up bacteria, you'll build up virus. And then that's why people flip flop from having allergies to being sick. They'll go back and forth.
You know how bad this is. And I said, you know, we said that some authors say in the United States up to about 12% of the population. But if you go to the World Health Organization website and you look it up, they're saying up to 30% of the world population suffers from some sort of allergic reaction due to the things that we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling when you see. So, you know, when a patient comes in to our practices and we look at them and they're suffering from these generalized, I don't feel good type of things, but, you know, it drives them this time of the year and they're going to go get, and they're going to get their Afrins and they're going to get their nose dope and they're going to get the Benadryls and all the things that they take over the counter. They're actually not solving the problem.
Right.
The inflammation is still there.
And, it, you know, when you're at that point, I don't want to say it's too late to solve the problem. It's not too late to solve the problem, but when you're in that acute place where, oh my God, I'm a, you know, slobbering mess, that's the hardest place to deal with it. It's better if you start prior to that, building up the immune system, cleaning up your diet. I mean, it's a process because we're really talking about rebuilding that immune system and getting it much stronger and leveling it and calming it down. There are a lot of things you can do in that immediate time to start to knock that histamine response down to mediate it, not stop it because you want to get those particles out, but to mediate it correctly so that your quality of life is pretty good. There's a lot of things you can do.
My guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening at the Core Concepts Chiropractic Office in Ashburn, Dr. Leonard Poe. We're talking about allergy reactions, particularly springtime, but as we said, they can relate to all types of different allergy reactions. I told you about a study, and it's a good one to go through, particularly those that you have a little bit of a science twist to your brains. It's called Allergy Enhances Neurogenesis and Modulates Microglial Activation in the Hippocampus. That's a big, big term. It's in the frontiers of cellular neurosciences, but what that really means is allergy reactions can cause reformatting, if you will, remodulation of the brain and how it works. And we talked a little bit about that relative to memory patterns, which is quite significant. So here's a follow-up question on that. If that's the case, can it also modulate the brain's interpretation of pain patterns that are sitting there and
constantly being reactivated? Yeah, it's going to be worse.
So you have an allergy and your pain just never goes away.
Right. I mean, microglial activation is a bad thing.
It is.
In general.
It is.
That means your immune system in your brain is getting activated, and you really don't want the immune system in the brain activated. It's not like other places in the body where you have an infection, you want this immune system. I mean, you really don't want any infection. You don't want any inflammation in your brain. Because the way the brain responds is just this massive kind of response that ends up destroying some of your own neurological tissue along the way. And that's why you see a lot of these neurodegenerative patterns. You see things like dementia, Parkinson's. I mean, you want to avoid that as much as possible. So I mean, stress plays a role into that. Other dietary factors of, you know, junk you're eating all year round, and then you come into one of these allergy seasons and you just, you know, kick it way up. Your brain never has a chance to really reset.
So that's where the brain-gut
combination
came into the situation.
Yeah.
So anything that affects the gut relative to inflammatory response is going to affect the brain.
Sure, yeah.
And your inflammatory level goes up there, and now you got a brain allergy, and now you got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a problem you've had, you know, kind of year-round low level, and it's those low-level problems where you don't have the empty, you know, this real heavy symptomatology that people miss, but then allergy season comes in, and it just, you know, knocks you over.
So we see the predisposition and then the progression of not only pain, as I brought up a couple of minutes ago, but also with the progression of the brain deterioration in areas like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and things of that nature.
Any kind of pattern that you might have, whether it's a pain pattern, whether it's a degenerative pattern, those things are going to get worse when those histamines kick up, when those mast cells start overproducing.
You know, it seems so simple, but the problem is to get people to really understand that these things have a path that ultimately represent themselves in all these different symptoms. That's the hard part. We're coming up to a break. This coming Wednesday evening, you can find all about allergy reactions and how it's affecting your nervous system and your immune system and the garbage way you feel. Core Concepts Chiropractic in Ashburn. Go to Core2Chiro, C-O-R, the number 2, Chiro.com and register. Make it happen. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'm in studio, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening at the Broadlands practice out in Ashburn, Core Concepts Chiropractic, Dr. Leonard Poe, and we're talking about allergy reactions. We did that last week, but we're doing it from a different format because there's so many of you that wanted to have that information. And, you know, if, unfortunately, as we do always, there's never enough time or room and so forth. So we decided, since this was a very important topic, that we would do it twice. And we're going to get into how it, you know, really manifests, the things that you can do. But if you really want to find out what you can do about it, take control of these stupid things that make them go away because they have a profound effect on all of your health. You need to go to Core, the number 2, Core2Chiro, C-H-I-R-O, core2cairo.com, core2cairo.com, and register. Just go down the website. You'll see the place. Register. You're going to have to call. If the button's not activated, just call the office and register. We have to have a reservation and make sure that we can serve you properly. So core, C-O-R-E, the number 2, Cairo, C-H-I-R-O, .com, core2cairo.com, and register for class on allergy reactions and sensitivities and what you can do about it. And I promise you, you will go away with a ton of data. Before we get back into the program, I want to go to the phones. Joseph, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Well, hi, Doc. My dad passed away several years ago from pancreatic cancer, and so I've taken a particular interest in the fact that Alex Trebek, the host of the game show Jeopardy, announced recently that he had stage 4 pancreatic cancer. I'm sure he's getting the traditional treatment wherever he is, out in California or whatever. But what would you, I was kind of hypothetically curious as to what you would. I mean, how if he were to come to you, what would you? How would you treat him?
Well, at that point, you know, first of all, we don't treat cancer as an entity. What we do is we support the immunological responses within the body. And so what we're going to do is we're going to change dietary patterns because at the end of the day, any cancer, regardless of what it is, if you do a literature search, you want to have the body as alkaline as you possibly can. You want to take the stress off of it. You want to detox the system. You want to make sure that the protein levels are not inflammatory. So the foods have to be extremely clean, but alkalinity is the most important. There's a tremendous amount of enzymes, you know, from a nutritional point of view that may be very productive. But again, those are on an individual basis. We would do acupuncture, low energy light laser. We would do several different things. Again, bringing up the immunological responses to make things work. Traditionally, you go back in the day, there are things like onions and garlic and so forth that have very, very high levels of cancer-fighting compounds called flavonoids. The garlic has been associated with stopping tumors. I'm not saying, you know, in your situation or anybody else's situation, but it's the literature points that out. Dark, very dark leafy green vegetables, kale especially, is loaded with high levels of vitamin C and beta carotenes. Those are the things that will fight it. You want to activate interferon production out of the cells. But again, you want to really dumb down the platform that cancer can grow in. You know, traditionally, when somebody has pancreatic cancer, particularly stage 4, in the allopathic community, they're going to say, you don't have a lot of time. But more and more people are showing that this may not be the case. The clinical anecdotal responses are significant. And, you know, the literature ultimately it takes time to catch up with what physicians see in their practices. There's a lot of things that are coming out relative to stimulating neurological responses and autoimmune responses in the body from exosome therapies and so forth. Again, you have to do the research. There's some docs that we do out there. But what we would do is try to give people data, information, contact sources, but shift their biochemistry to give them the biggest support possible so their bodies can do what it needs to do and prevent it. So, again, in our platform, we're not an oncological center. We'd never treat cancer per se, but we treat body's immunological response to strengthen that and then allow the patient to make decisions, whether you're going to Cancer Centers of America, the closest one is in Philadelphia, or you're going to decide to go into Mexico. And there's a whole lot of centers that do some amazing work out in those areas. But that's how we go after it. And so we try to provide as much data and information as we possibly can. We try to support the immunological reaction, change the dietary patterns, increase immune response. And if I can help you in any way, send us a note, and we'll be more than happy to give you data and you know, tell you what you can do, what's available out there, what the natural community can offer you. There's a good friend of mine went to Mexico and had metastatic bowel cancer, and he was stage 4, and he turned it around completely. You know, again, the information is extremely clinically anecdotal, meaning that the research behind it that takes years and years is not there, but the tremendous amount of information that gets your attention. We're coming up to a break. My guest in studio, Dr. Leonard Poe, your presenter, your host this Wednesday evening at the Ashburn office, Core 2 Concepts Chiropractic. Make sure that you register and register right now. We'll be back within just a very few short moments.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio today, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on anything that you have in your mind, and perhaps we can point you in a different direction. See if I can get you off these crazy medications that you're on, you know, give you some thought processes that may shift your whole physiology. But we're talking about a very specific topic today that affects so many people in a lot of different ways. And what are we talking about? Well, the topic is springtime allergies. We did it last week with Dr. Stephanie Pina, but there were so many people that asked for more data on it. We decided to do it 2 weeks in a row, but differently this week, because we're going to talk about some neurological implications and how it really affects you globally and so much of what's going on in your body. My guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening, Dr. Leonard Poe, who is the clinic director at Core Concepts Chiropractic in Ashburn. And by the way, the website to register for that class this Wednesday, the 10th of the month at 7 p.m., is go to Core, C-O-R-E, the number 2, Chiro, C-H-I-R-O, .com, core2chiro.com, and register. You know, our last caller, before we get back into our topic, he was asking about, you know, stage 4 pancreatic cancer, what can be done. And there's a lot of people that seem to be surviving today more so than in the past. And what they're finding is that dietary intervention and immunological support seems to make a huge difference. And what I wanted to do is give a couple things. One is there's a pancreatic cancer action network that's out there. And go into that. There's a website called pancan.org/facing-pancreatic-cancer. So that's pancan.org/facing-pancreatic-cancer. And you'll find it there. And there's a lot of information on that site relative to dietary changes. And one of the things that I did want to bring out, that there are things that will perpetuate rapidly pancreatic cancers relative to a biochemical nutritional piece, and things that you need to avoid, but also in any type of cancers, red meats, organ meats, foods that are fried. You don't want anything that's fried, because that causes an inflammatory response. You know, particularly fries and potato chips and things like that. Mayonnaise, believe it or not, and margarines and butter, because the pancreas is essential in helping to break down those types of fats. Any kind of dairy, pastries and desserts and all kinds of sugars. The list actually goes on. There's so much more that you really have to be aware of when you're getting into these things, and how you separate yourself from the things that can make life extremely bad for you. They're talking about, you know, medium chain triglycerides as a primary fat, you know, and an MCT, a medium chain triglyceride, which is coconut oil, doesn't require pancreatic enzymes to break it down, to digest it. That's why it's so important. And it also provides high levels of omega fatty acids. So your MCTs, or your medium chain triglycerides, can be found, coconut oil, palm oil, and you can get those in health food stores and so forth. Again, these are supportive. These are things that are going to help you. You want to make sure your nutrient and your vitamin levels are quite high, but get yourself in the hands of somebody who can really help you. Acupuncture, low energy light laser, balancing the neurological system. All these things are critical in supporting immunological function. There's things that you need to make sure that's a support of, you know, patients who have pancreatic cancer from a nutritional point of view are found to have very low levels of vitamin A and D and E and K. And you have to make sure that those are supported, but in the right and proper balances. So you have to, you know, be with somebody who knows how to put it together. But you also have to cut back and all those things that we talked about, from cakes and pastries and cookies, and, you know, it goes on. So there's much that can be done. There's a lot of people showing anecdotal responses clinically, and meaning that they're turning this stuff around. More and more we know, again, the applications in a clinical setting sometimes is far ahead of what the research shows, because the research takes years and it goes back and forth. And before that, you know, well, you do anything you can that's non-invasive, that's not going to hurt you, that's not going to add things to your body that's going to make it worse. Dr. Poe, let's get back to our topic about allergy reactions, and particularly how they affect. We talked a little bit about the brain and how it affects dementia and so forth, and any kind of allergic response that's in the body is going to cause cognitive disorders and also the increase in pain patterns. So let's talk about somebody who is, you know, suffering from headaches all the time, and they're on tons of medications and so forth. It's worse this time of the year. People come in the office and they say, you know, my headaches, and this is how usually they present it. My headaches are worse. You know, they're worse now than they've been in a long time. Why?
Well, part of the reason is, you know, the allergies are, like I said, most people, their histamine response is already kind of elevated. That mast cell response is already kind of elevated. So you throw any kind of, you know, heavy, fast, environmental factor in there, and it's going to shoot any kind of pain pattern, headaches, you know, any kind of inflammatory pattern up very quickly. And it's not a, you know, the body likes slow adjustments, and something like pollens, you know, especially you take this past Friday when we had that rainstorm come in and you had just a massive pollen release, you know, everything's bursting because of the, you know, the light rain and the wind and things coming in. It's hard for the body to deal with that much that quickly, and it takes a couple days to settle it down. So that's why you start to see that.
You know, it's interesting. People travel a lot. I do. I'm all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I'm always on an airplane going somewhere, or I'm driving somewhere. And what we don't realize is small traumatic instances that compound things. It's like a fast landing on an aircraft, putting gravitational forces within the body that's causing the nervous system to be irritated. Then compound that with all the garbage that happened to be circulated in airplanes through the ventilation system, or even driving, and you know, you have a car accident, you're being transported someplace, or you know, if you get physically assaulted, you get into a fight with somebody, or you get beat up, or you fall, or whatever. Any kind of trauma like that, in day-to-day type of thing, has an emotional, psychological, but also has an autoimmune reaction as
sure.
well, and can present, that can be the triggering mechanism of allergic responses.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the body is great at compensating, and it's going to compensate for all sorts of things for a long time. And you might not show any symptoms because of that, but that doesn't mean things aren't going wrong in the background. It doesn't mean that the body's, you know, healthy and really where it should be. It means your body is compensating, and it's turning down the noise for you because you're ignoring it. And, you know, we shouldn't ignore signs and symptoms and things like that. And, you know, just because they go away doesn't mean the problem went away.
No, not at all. And, that, you know, unfortunately in our culture and, you know, Western medicine, if you will, what we look to do is dumb down the symptom. If the symptom is gone, we don't have a problem.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, if I take my Allegra, if I take my nose dope, whatever it is, I'm okay. I can breathe. But what they don't then pay attention to is a slow, insidious deterioration of other body systems. And, you know, all of a sudden now they bloat when they eat. All of a sudden now, you know, that shoulder that they irritated playing a little golf or doing a little racket sport or whatever, now just never settles down anymore. It becomes hurtful.
Right.
And then you begin to see other degenerative processes.
Yeah, we don't pay enough attention to, you know, why did that happen in the first place? Was that something that shouldn't have? Is there something I should go back and do for my health and take care of it?
You know, it's crazy that we buy into a symptomological suppression society. And, you know, I've spent 42 years of my life looking at people from how the body works intimately, hand in glove, how all things are triggering mechanisms for everything, but both in bad situations and in good situations. The body's very forgiving.
It is.
You know, as long
it's
as you get the opportunity, it'll turn itself around.
Yeah.
888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. We're talking about allergy reactions and how it affects everything from your psychological, your physical, your emotional platform, and it can be devastating. You know, those of you think about it right now, how many of you yesterday, you know, felt miserable? You know, they said, well, the pollen counts were what, moderate or mild yesterday, something in that neighborhood?
Yeah, they went down. Friday they were up really high.
But I think, you know, over the weekend, if you had allergies, you were suffering.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you weren't feeling good. You were tired. You were, you know, they affect your respiratory system.
Right. It hit me on Friday hard. I wanted to gouge my left eye out with a spoon. It was awful. I had to, but I got it calmed down by Saturday.
Did your wife help you?
I mean,
no,
hard.
She never mind.
But
yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, you throw in stress and, you know, those things can come up and bite you.
You know, we forget the triggered mechanisms of all things, structural, chemical, emotional platforms. And when we have all these things riding continually. You know, you're running around from pillar to post. You're trying to get things done. Your bills are on tilt. And now little things happen, and suddenly this mm-hmm. year is the worst year that you've ever had. And, you know, people say, well, if I go to Arizona, if I go out to, you know, I don't have any problem. Well, yeah, for a couple reasons. One, you know, you've moved out there, you're probably retiring. You know, two, you know, there's not as much mold and garbage in the atmosphere, so you're getting it to relax.
Yeah, I mean,
the
environment does play a role, but it doesn't mean you're healthy.
No, not at all. You know, if we think it's bad, we said that Richmond, the Washington yeah. metropolitan area, is not in the top 10 hit list, yeah. but Richmond is. If you want to, you know, really see how bad your allergy can get, go south for, you know, yeah. for a weekend and see how yeah, things flare up there.
You look at the stress levels in this area.
Oh.
And that's the biggest thing.
You think Washington's stressful?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, tell me, on a day-to-day basis, you know, nobody knows stress until they move into this area and they get, you know, I used to kid around. I'd leave Washington and I'd go fly someplace. And sometimes it was on vacation, or I'd be overseas, I'd be teaching, and I'd have a great weekend. I could be sound asleep coming in for a landing. And all of a sudden I'd wake up with this stress in my body and I'd say, oh, we're back home again.
Yeah.
You know, it's craziness, but it's true. And
it is true.
You don't realize it, you know, until you sit down and really become aware of your environment. 888-630-9625. Give us a call. Dr. Leonard Poe is my guest, your host this Wednesday evening at Core 2 Concepts Chiropractic in Ashburn. We're going to do a repeat performance on our allergy lecture. But for those of you who are out there and those of you who didn't hear last week or couldn't get there, there's too many of you said that they wanted the data. So because you're asking, we are going to try to present it twice. So we'll be out in the Ashburn area, actually it's in the Broadlands. All you got to do is go to core2chiro.com. That's C-O-R-E, the number 2, Chiro, C-H-I-R-O.com. Register for the class and promise you, you'll have an experience, meaning that you're going to walk away with information that you didn't have before and that you can apply personally. But, you know, the unfortunate part of it is that it's not just a stuffed up nose. It's not just feeling tired. It's everything from all kinds of physical stresses and behavior patterns to abnormal reactions on the mental plane, from how the brain functions and the body's reaction neurologically, increase in pain thresholds and so forth. If you've tried everything and you don't understand why things haven't gone away, this might be an opportunity to really learn about your body, because when we look at conditions, we look at them multidimensionally. We try to put it together in a format where, you know, we answer the question, why is that? Why things are really kicking up? Why you can't get rid of something? If you know the answer, if you know the why, then you can fix virtually anything that comes down the pike. Dr. Poe, let's talk a little bit about, you know, things, what are the steps that people can do in their house, you know, in their environment, just on a day-to-day basis, and not to, you know, to take away from your presentation this Wednesday evening, because I know you're going to get into a lot of that, but what can they do to help themselves?
Well, I mean, the simple things, you know, obviously, you know, you get a good air filter, you get, you know, something that's going to clean and kind of get the particles out of the air this time of year, you know, and kind of, you know, filters, things like that, you know, vacuuming, you know, just getting those basic particles up, you know, try to stay away from synthetic clothing, things like that. It tends to attract more. I don't want to get into the shirts we wear at the office because it's all staticky and I could feel it. But those kind of things, those kind of synthetic fibers, they tend to attract, you know, particles to you, just like the, you know, some of the filters the washable filters. I mean, that's all based on static electricity and attracting those things. So just getting as much particulate out of the air, out of your environment as possible is always a good thing.
You know, there's an old fashioned remedy to keep the membranes open. It's called the neti pot.
Yeah, sure. I like the Nelly Med better myself.
Do you?
Yeah. I did it on Friday, matter of fact.
You know, the thing that you have to remember, though, is make sure that you're using filtered water.
Yeah.
And here's the reason why.
It's got to be clean.
That's right. Those of you who use the neti pot, if you're using it just off of tap water that's unfiltered, you could expose yourself to an amoeba problem that could affect your brain as deadly.
Yeah, you want to use very, very clean water, you know, and be careful with what you're using with that. But, yeah, irrigating the canals, the sinuses, you know, flushing them out, you know, kind of resetting them, that works fantastic.
You know, there are HEPA filters that you can attach to even your vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have to vacuum, we have to clean over. The HEPA filters are important, and you can put them on any kind of air filtration system, or in a lot of the good ones out there that are rated quite high from the National Institute for Occupational Health Safety. You want a 95% rating or better on these things, these filtering mechanisms, particularly any mask that you wear.
If you haven't changed your house filters, now's a good time to go in there and change those guys out. I mean, there's all sorts of things you can do environmentally to help.
You know, you want to stay away from anything that has a glycophosphate, element to it, and that's your genetically modified foods.
Right.
It's actually been shown to make things far worse and trigger these allergy reactions. Vitamin D levels. You've got to get enough vitamin D. Remember that 80% of you in this environment are vitamin D insufficient, minimally. And your target range is about, on a scale, is about 75 to 80. That would be perfect. And so many of you are down around 18, you know, to 28, 35. Way, way, way too low. You got to get that up. My guest in studio, Dr. Leonard Poe. We're talking about allergy reactions. He's really going to pour it out for you on this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., the 10th of the month, at Core 2 Concepts Chiropractic in Ashburn. All you have to do to registers, go to core2chiro.com, core2chiro.com. We're coming up to that part of the program where I said, don't go away. We'll be right back. We have to say hello to a couple other people. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Roselle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live, as you do every Sunday at 12 noon on the Eastern Seaboard. And those of you around the country that are listening, well, you do the math. And we appreciate you so very much. Thank you for letting everybody know about the program. Some weekends it's unwieldy and trying to get back to everybody, but we do our best and, you know, slowly pick away at them and respond to your text messages and your emails. All you need to do is go to RoselleCare.com if you want to get a hold of anybody at the Roselle Center for Healing in Fairfax. And this Wednesday evening, we're going to do a special return event for you in the Ashburn area. And that's going to be at core2chiro.com or Core Concepts Chiropractic in Ashburn. And we're going to try to make that a night that you won't forget, because we want to give you as much information as we possibly can to change your quality of life this time of the year, because so many of you are suffering, but more importantly, change the quality of your potential life, because as we said earlier in the program, allergy reactions can cause everything from pain to dementia to autoimmune breakdown, making you susceptible to other things. Dr. Poe, what are you going to cover this week?
So we'll talk about a little bit about how those allergy reactions start to happen and kind of the why behind it. But then separate out, okay, what do you do right now when it's really heavy, it's really high, it's just making you miserable? There's a lot of steps you can take to quiet that reaction down. But then the biggest thing is long term. It's obvious that your immune system's not working right. If your immune system's not working right, then it's going to affect your neurotransmitters, your neurology, your brain function. It's going to affect hormones. It's going to affect all those things. So long term, what do you need to do so that this, you know, fall comes around, or this time of year next year comes around, and you don't have to suffer. You don't have to have that acute, heavy reaction. It's, you know, if you're preventative with it, if you build your immune system up, if you get it nice and strong, you know, the allergy reactions come spring aren't that bad.
You know, it's an important situation that we realize that you don't have to suffer with these things. Things happen over a lifetime. And
right.
If you reset the body, the body respects that and responds normally.
Yeah, and then understanding that a certain amount of, you know, springtime allergy reaction is a normal and good thing. It's clearing your system out. It's when it's so over-exaggerated because the immune system's so off that's when we come to the problem. So how do we normalize it? How do we, you know, keep it functioning correctly or get it back to functioning correctly?
You know, what we, you know, brought up earlier, and people don't realize that it's something that just doesn't happen to you. And, you know, think about all the little injuries. Think about all the traumas and the blows. Think about, you know, the dietary indiscretions. Oh, I can do this. And, you know, our food quality and sources have changed so dramatically. If you live in the Washington metropolitan area, even though that we don't have high, significant triggering mechanisms for allergens, we have other stressors that are above and
sure.
beyond
mm-hmm.
anything that most other parts of the world have. And the stressors, the electromagnetic pulses, all those things, they're devastating.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when you have a patient that come, you know, one thing that we didn't touch upon, and I don't know if you'll cover it this Wednesday evening, is the role of T cells in the body. And where that, my parallel thought process came from our caller early on talking about pancreatic cancer, because when T cell formation is low in the body, and what happens is things get dumbed down. It's supposed to actually control the mast cell reaction.
Right.
And if it doesn't control the mast cell reaction, then you have much more of an allergic response. But T cells also help fight cancers.
Right. Well, that's when we start talking about problems with cancers, problems with autoimmune triggers, you know, when they can no longer modulate it correctly again. And that's the biggest thing is modulation of the immune system. That's where things go wrong for people.
Yeah, you don't want to suppress it. You know,
No, it's doing what it's supposed to do. It's a good thing. You don't want to suppress it. You want it to be modulated correctly, and that's the key.
Yeah, any immunological suppression in the body, whether it's done by the things that we're talking about, or people taking these biologics that suppress an immunological reaction, you listen to the commercial and they say
you'll die of a fungal infection.
Yeah, you're going to buy a whatever, right? It's not okay.
Yeah.
So this Wednesday evening gives you an opportunity. The 10th at Core 2 Cairo out in Ashburn. Core Concepts Chiropractic. Go to the website, Core, C-O-R-E, number 2, Cairo, CHIRO.com, and register. And we'll be delighted to have you as our guest. And I promise you, you'll walk away with a tremendous amount of information. Let us know how we can help you. We're coming up to that end of the program where we have to say see you later next week. And we will. I love you all. Bye.